You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Apple set to roll out its latest iPhones and other products at its Apple event today. So let's find out what's in store. We are joined now by CBS tech contributor Ian Schur. Ian, so what do iPhone enthusiasts have to look forward to today?
Yeah, it seems like every year there's a new iPhone, right? It's like death and taxes, the one guaranteed thing throughout the year. And the interesting thing this time is that Apple is expected to make the screens of their more expensive iPhones a little bigger, which, for those who care, is going to be pretty cool. And also, they're going to be adding a lot of artificial intelligence features. You know, we've been hearing a lot about AI over the last couple of years. ChatGPT, Microsoft's Copilot, Google's Gemini. We saw that ad during the Olympics. Well, now Apple wants to kind of join the fray. And the way that they're doing it, of course, is a little different. They think that they can build a technology that's actually useful in our daily lives. You know, most of this AI stuff, it's a great demo where you're at a party, but it doesn't do much elsewhere within that. And Apple really thinks that by tying it to your email and your text messages and your calendar and all this stuff, they can actually make it useful. Of course, they have to deliver, but that's going to be one of the key things they talk about today.
I'm wondering how much they have tested this Apple intelligence. You know, what are your expectations of its performance?
Well, if we're going to go by everyone else in the tech industry, I'm going to be watching for a rocky ride. You know, Google and Facebook, and it seems like everybody has pushed these things out quicker than they were ready. And as a result, have led to embarrassing failures, right? You remember, for example, Google, when they started adding AI summaries to the top of a lot of Google results, suddenly it was doing stuff like recommending you put glue on your pizza to keep the cheese from falling off and eating rocks to be a healthy. Do not eat rocks, by the way. And so this is, you know, part of it is making sure that these things are tested enough, but also knowing the limitations of what they're able to do. You know, there are some things that AI is really great at, right? It's really good at having a fun conversation. It's really good at helping you come up with ideas. It is not good at facts, right? And stuff that's true or false, which is why Google's really struggled, for example. I think Apple is very aware of this, and they're being very careful with the way they approach this. They're actually only doing a test version of it this fall. They've been testing it with some people over the summer. I got to play with it a little bit. And it's going to be, I think, something that they're very careful with the way they introduce it because they don't want to be embarrassed like everyone else was.
Besides AI and the bigger screen that you mentioned, is there anything else coming with this iPhone 16 that might intrigue our listeners?
Yeah, I think the other thing that probably, you know, a lot of people tend to respond to is that the colors are likely to change. I know it sounds minor, but a lot of people care about this. And this year, it seems as though Apple is going a little more pastel. That's what the rumors are. We'll see whether that's true. I'm not very well in vogue with all the colors that are popular. But it's going to be one of those things where Apple tends to find a way to find a color that ultimately the rest of the tech industry kind of follows along with. So if nothing else, even if you're not an Apple fan, maybe you watch just for the fashion week element to it.
I used to love the colors, and then I realized I covered it up with a case. So what was the point?
That's what I do.
So what about Apple Watch and AirPods? Because I think people have been asking for some updates to those as well.
Yeah, so the Apple Watch generally is not expected to change a lot. The biggest thing is that there are rumors it might get a little sleeker, because even though Apple sells more Apple Watches than the entire Swiss watch industry combined, they can't make them look as nice as the Swiss watches. And Apple has really been trying to make them look nicer. So there's rumors that they're going to be thinner, that they're going to be kind of a little sleeker. They're going to be kind of playing with the loop designs, right, for the armbands. And so hopefully maybe they're going to be able to make them look a little less nerdy, although I don't mind as much. Some people really do. And then with the AirPods, one of the things Apple's really been successful with their more expensive ones, right, the Pros, is that they've been able to put this noise-canceling features in that are really remarkable. I mean, you can be on a busy street where someone's jackhammering the cement, and the person on the other side of the phone doesn't hear it. I've actually had a train whiz by and nobody heard me while I was talking. And they apparently are going to make this now, some of these features available in the cheaper versions of the AirPods, which, of course, for those of us who don't like to spend a lot of money, will be a welcome change.
I would welcome that, definitely. Well, thank you, Ian, for the preview. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That is CBS tech contributor Ian Scher joining us this morning on KMOX.
It's 9:12. A creepy cast of characters is shaking up the box office.
Are you doing this?
Beetlejuice.
Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri is here to update us on the record weekend for the Beetlejuice sequel, aptly titled Beetlejuice. And Chris, thanks for being with us. I'm sure this stirred up some old memories for our listeners.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. It's been a long break since the first movie. And, sometimes that can be trouble because people forget. But this movie has just, become one of those classics. People rewatch. People still dress up as the characters. In fact, a lot of people did that this weekend. And so it connected both, with the older viewers who are more nostalgic and young audiences. It was a family-friendly Halloween-y movie. So, that worked in his favor as well.
$110 million in ticket sales. Put that in perspective of just how big that is right now.
It was the second highest September of all time. And, anytime you get over $100 million on an opening weekend, that's a good thing. It's been a tough year because of the strikes, actors and writers last year. There was fewer films being released. And so the overall box office is still down about 13%. And so, the theater owners are very happy to have a movie like this.
You got all the returning actors like Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Catherine O'Hara. And you also have Jenna Ortega. Tell us about her.
Well, she's had a couple of, hit shows, and Wednesday being the most recent. And very popular with younger audiences, obviously. And so that's how you connect with that group.
I have to ask, so the original came out, I'm going to admit, the year that I graduated from high school. All these years later, when we look at a sequel like this, is the sequel that good, or is it simply just the nostalgia factor?
That's the deciding factor in whether movies are ultimately successful. We have seen a revival in some old franchises this year, Planet of the Apes, Willy Wonka, Bad Boys, even Twisters came back after quite a long time. But some don't work. Mad Max Furiosa, for example, this year was a disappointment. So it all depends on the movie. This one is generally well reviewed, so it's doing well.
Does that tend to happen? Do we start to see that happening in Hollywood, where these recreations start to copy each other because of the success?
Yeah, I mean, the franchises are all the focus in Hollywood because it's just so risky to try to start a new movie from scratch when you get to these budgets, $100 million or more. So, that's really been what all these studios are doing. Despicable Me, the latest one, didn't do as well as some of the other ones in that franchise. So if you do them too often, which is certainly what Disney did with the Star Wars films a few years ago, and they're sort of on a hiatus, you can just, turn off fans.
Well, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime.
That is Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri joining us this morning here on KMOX. Yeah.